You can legally be a son or daughter and choose not to receive the father or mother's love. The first 5 years of my daughter's life, though she had really shut herself off to her mother, because it wasn't a timely pregnancy, and most of you have heard the story and the mother heart message about that, she really showered her life upon me. Because when you close your heart to one parent, so often you gravitate towards the other. And even though I was a hard man and I wasn't home much, I was always at sea, I just loved my little girl. I mean, she was my princess. And she just sat in my lap all the time, and she just loved being with me. And even though she had the deep wound of being rejected in the womb for 9 months by her mother, she turned the affection towards me. And see, during that time, that first 5 years of life, her heart is displacing the orphan heart. But then it was about five that her heart just dried up, and she became the angry, angry little girl that wouldn't even receive me. And then God does this new thing in our life when my daughter was 14 and I was 44. And for 3 years, I mean, God was restoring my little girl to me. And it was 1997, and just such wonderful things were happening in our life. Maybe it was 98, I believe it was, between my daughter and I. And my daughter would come home from school and high school, and she'd come running into Dad, and she'd jump up in Dad's lap and just be held by Dad. And I mean, it's just so wonderful to have caused so much pain in her life for so many years. And now for her to open her heart to me and be with me. And I remember one day I took her to school, and I'm just driving to school, and I'm just weeping. I'm just weeping. She said, "But Dad, what are you crying for?" I said, "I just love you so much." And I just look over at her and stop in the parking lot at school, and I'm just crying. I just said, you're just so beautiful. And I just, "Dad, would you stop crying before my makeup runs?" And I just left her on that note of just such passion flowing from her eyes to mine and mine to hers. And 6 hours later, friend brought her home from school, and I'm sitting in the house, and Mom's cooking dinner in the kitchen, and Sarah walks in the house, slams the door, runs on back into the bedroom, slams the door there. And my wife says to me, "What did you do to her?" "I didn't do anything." I said, "What did you do?" And she said, "I didn't do anything." So I go and knock on the door. "Sarah, is everything all right?" "Yes." "Have I done anything to hurt you?" "No." "Well, why don't you come out and talk to Mom and Dad?" "I don't want to." So I just left it alone, and we went around and got dinner all ready. And after a while, I called, "Sarah, why don't you come on out to dinner?" "Do I have to?" "Well, yes, you do have to. You're going to come out and sit down at the table with the rest of us." This went on for weeks. I mean, if we'd have known what we would have done, we would have come on hands and knees and pleaded with her, "Would you forgive us?" But have you noticed how one moment you can feel so at the center of your father's heart, and then just like that, it's like you want to live in your father's house, but you'd rather live in the bedroom with the door closed. You want food on your table. You want to be able to drive the car. I mean, you want a roof over your head. You want everything the Father can do for you. You value Him from what you can do for you. But suddenly, this thing of intimacy and love, you just don't care about anymore. And it was breaking my heart. Because I knew once you cut yourself off from a mother and father's love, the follow-up of that is counterfeit affections. You begin to look for love in the wrong places. And after a couple of weeks, she finally opened up. She wouldn't talk to me. But she opened up to her mother one night late, and all her friends at school was rejecting her because she'd make some righteous stand. And when my daughter makes a righteous stand, oh boy, is it unrighteous. And it's always by the love of law, and not too often by the law of love. And so people were rejecting her at school. People were rejecting her at youth group. And she was on the outside looking in. And you know, that's a hurtful place. And Mom says, "Well, why don't you go talk to Dad about it? You know that he's right there for you. People pay thousands of dollars to come see your dad. And you live in the house with him. And you could do anything. I mean, you can have time to him. I just don't want to."